if you see me in workouts, I'm completely different from competition, because I do very light workouts, but with high volume and very low intensity.
Short introduction before today's interview with an extremely smart and strong athlete from Italy, Emanuele Maieli. And yeah, it's a special weekend, special day. This weekend, Black Weekend at Coronation, with the biggest discounts of the year, with the Parallels launch, with a new collection, and a lot of specials, you know, and everything is down in the description. Feel free to check out our store for this weekend. Feel free to give this interview a thumbs up. It helps a lot. And yeah, 29th episode. Next week will be the 30th. Hope you enjoy.
Yo, gorillas, welcome to the Athlete Insider podcast by Coronation. My name is Phil, and today's guest is one of the most requested interview guests in this podcast. People always wrote, yeah, please, Maieli, please, Maieli. And here he is. I'm really happy to welcome Emanuele Maieli, the current champion of Italy, yeah, 2020. And somebody who currently shocks the calisthenics scene with crazy moves, like a few days ago with a really clean touch front lever pull up with 20 quick kg. And yeah, I'm just really happy and honored to have you here. Welcome, Emanuele, to the show.
Thank you for inviting me. Hi, everyone. It's an honor to be here.
It's really an honor. We had so many people saying, yeah, finally you interview my idols. Finally you interview this great athlete. And yeah, we received a lot of questions, even though we had like just 3 or 4 hours to get questions, but we received over 100 questions. So I picked out the best ones, and let's kick off. Who is Emanuele Maieli? How do you present yourself?
Okay. Well, I'm a normal guy, so it's difficult to present myself in strange ways. So I study, I work out. These are the two many things that I do in my daily routine. For the workouts, this is my main hobby, but I also have a lot of hobbies. I play guitar. I read a lot. I'm a simple guy, so I have nothing more to present. Even if I'm famous, I would say, not so much like some names, but in my own, a little bit. I don't see this like life-changing. But it's just the calisthenics that changed me. So this.
Great. Yes, that's interesting. How old are you?
I am 23.
23. So born 1997?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And where are you born?
In Syracuse, the south of Italy.
Okay, cool. And how tall are you?
I'm between 162, 163.
With how many kg?
60 at the moment.
Okay.
Around 60.
Is it heavy for you or lighter when you say at the moment?
Sometimes during competition I'm lighter. Like the last competition I was 58. But always between 58, 60, not more, not less.
Okay. Okay, because these are always the hard facts that people ask. How heavy? How tall? What's his biceps circumstance? But yeah, I think we leave it here. And yeah, you said that you're studying. How does your life look like with all your hobbies? What does a typical day look like?
Well, I usually get up early because in this period, due to the coronavirus, I study at home. So start studying because I do university, study physiotherapy. Mm-hmm. So I, for the most part of the day, I study. I eat a lot. and I train like 3 hours a day. While my hobby is like playing guitar, I do them all in the evening for the most time.
Okay. So, yeah, right now you spend a lot of time at home. I think it needs quite some discipline for your study. Is it the same discipline to train like really hard and to be able to study hard? Or is it a different kind of discipline for you?
Well, I study a lot because I'm going to get a degree. Mm-hmm. So this period, particular period that I'm studying more than I'm training, but it isn't always like this. For the moment, I'm doing this to get the degree faster.
Okay. And are you a good student? Do you have good grades, or is it like more medium?
No, I have good grades. Not the maximum, but I'm there.
Okay, nice. Yes, so like the most asked question is always, how did you get in touch with calisthenics? How did your calisthenics journey begin?
Okay, it was the 2014. I was 17. In that period, I was like 44 kilos. I was very small. in fact, I didn't want to go to gym. And a friend convinced me to go to gym. But just doing weights, lifting, just two times a week. So I was like the guys that you see in normal gyms. But once I get there, I saw a guy that was doing a skin the cat on rings. And I asked my father what he was doing. So he explained me what calisthenics was. And said, okay, let's try it. And that was the first thing that I saw about calisthenics. I started with pull-ups, basics, core exercises. And after that, I never did anything else apart calisthenics.
And how come that your father knew calisthenics? Because I could imagine that most of the fathers would have said, oh, it's gymnastics. You have to start as a kid. Otherwise, you can't do it. You're 17. You can't do that. Like, most of, how come that your father knew calisthenics?
Well, my gym is my father's. He is the owner of the gym.
Wow.
So he always did sports in his life. So he knew calisthenics before me because he did a lot of research about different training methods. In the first part of my life, like when I was a kid, he wanted me to do gymnastics, but in my city there was no possibility to do it. So he was very happy when I started calisthenics because I couldn't start gymnastics before.
Okay. And your father is also a really sportive and active person.
Yes.
That's great.
He's a personal trainer in the gym.
Okay. And does he have a better Maltese than you have?
No, but in the first couple months, he had better front lever.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. A front lever is already nice. Yes, so before calisthenics, you did no sport at all, or what is your background in sports?
Well, I did swimming, I did judo, and nothing more. I did 2 months of basket.
Wow.
It's strange, but I did it.
Okay, and what belt did you have in judo? There are the colors for the belt.
The yellow one.
Okay. So yeah. And what was your motivation to start calisthenics? Was it? I guess it wasn't to learn the skin the cat. But did you have one move in especially that you wanted to learn?
Okay. At the first, it was more body thing. Like I want to build my body because I was very thin, so it was the primary
goal.
Okay, the goal. But then I did some research on YouTube. The first thing that I saw was the touch front lever. And bench. So these two were the first two things that I wanted to reach. The main goals in the beginning.
And how long did it take? How did it go? Did you find tutorials and follow them, and then after 2 weeks you had them, or how did it go?
Oh, it was more difficult than this, because I in that period there were very few tutorials. So my father helped me with his background. So in the first couple months I did my first front lever, while the planche in around 8 months. After that was not full.
Full. Wow.
And after that, I did my programs. So he just helped me, but I did all myself.
So 8 months until full planche?
Yes.
Is that fast or slow for you?
It depends. For me, it was fast at the moment. Because I saw other guys that took 1 year or more. Today is slow, because a lot of guys do it in 3-4 months. For that time was 8 months was slow, was fast.
And what do you want to say to the people? Because I think there are a lot of people who listen this now, who work out for a year and they don't have the straddle planche, or like for them the progress is slower. What do you want to tell them?
Well, the progress and the time has no meaning. For me, is that final goal that has the real meaning. So you can go to planche in 1 month or 2 years, but it is the final goal that has to motivate you to do it and to train the best way without injuries. So it's not important to do it as soon as possible, but the best way possible.
Okay. What does your schedule look like right now? Right now, you don't have preparation for a competition, I guess?
Yes, no competition for at least the beginning of 2021. So my schedule is very light at the moment. I do like pull and push exercise every day with a maximum of 6 to 8 exercises. I alternate them while I'm doing basics like 2 days a week, while I'm training five to six days, and they are very light because I'm doing a lot of dream machine work and loop band work.
Okay, so you actually train with a dream machine. And for the people who don't know what a dream machine is it's like a machine. No, it's a rings at where you use leverage to have like a much lower body weight. I don't know, is it 50%, or maybe you can explain it better?
Use the basic dream machine, but you can add more kilos to you. So it half the body weight, or you can use the weights to have like counter. I don't know how to
explain. Yeah, counter weights. So it's less than 50%. So maybe just 20 kg or something.
Yes.
Okay. And how do you train there? You do your combinations there and practice transitions, or what is the goal of this training for you?
At the moment, I'm doing just one exercise, like front lever to Victorian sets and rep. I'm not doing combos because I do them just 1 or 2 months months before competitions. So mainly are single exercise for skill, like lunge push up. Then I go to front lever pull up, then lunge press, and so on.
So basically, with your if we look at your training in general, you do like sets and reps, but with the skills. So because people asked, how does your training look like? Do you do like one move, maximum hold, and then to the next move, or like can you explain more in detail?
Well, never next max hold. I have a lot of buffer in my workouts. So for example, plunge press, I have at least 3 or 4 reps buffer. So I work out a lot with assistants, so loop bands. If you see me in workouts, I am completely different from competition, because I do very light workouts, but with high volume and very low intensity. This the majority of time, but sometimes, like 1 day a week, I do more intensity workouts and less volume.
Okay, I didn't expect that. That's interesting, and that's maybe something that a lot of people can try for themselves. Maybe they get different results than they get right now. So yeah, like somebody username Julien asked, never skip basics or only static training. So you, like, when you say basics, you also do dips and push-ups and stuff like that 2 times a week?
Yes, just them 2 times a week. I never left basics.
Okay. And in what rep range do you train? Is it, do you do like 20 dips or 10 dips or weighted or?
No, weighted not so much. I do more like endurance. So set and reps, like 30 pull-ups, 10 sets divided in different blocks. Like 3 blocks of 30 reps, then I rest and do them again. The same for the push-ups and dips. Weighted, not so much. Just sometimes that I want to change my workouts.
And do you feel that this endurance work is helping you to improve your planches and your static holds?
This is the main thing that I do, and I'm doing endurance, because I noticed that doing endurance helped me in the competition. Because at first, like 2018, I had a lot of strength in the single skill, but I didn't have the endurance to make a full 1 minute combo or till the end of the day, doing 3, 4, 5 sets in a day. So this helps me maintaining the strength all over the day and during a whole set.
Okay, nice. And how do you mentally prepare for your workouts? So if you do like high volume, it still needs a good mindset, because you have to push through a long set or like a lot of reps. How do you mentally prepare for a workout?
Well, it depends on the workout, because when I do like high volume workouts, I'm a bit more relaxed. because I'm doing light work, so I don't have that feeling that I can't do it. So I'm just doing something easy, but for more time. So in that case, I'm very relaxed. While for the high intensity workouts, I do mentally preparation, because when I'm not mentally prepared for the workouts, I prefer to not do anything. So I change completely my workouts, like I do weights, I lift, something else, because I want to be like in a bubble when I train. I listen to music, and I don't usually talk when I'm training. Yes, I'm a different person. So I'm very focused on my workouts, like the competition. This when I'm doing high intensity, but with low intensity, I'm more relaxed.
Okay. What kind of music do you listen to?
Metal, nice. Rock, sometimes dubstep when I have the drop.
Okay, so a lot of energy. That's good. Nice. If you would be a beginner again, how would you progress with planche and front lever with your experience now? So let's share some knowledge with the beginners or with the intermediate athletes who want to learn from you.
Okay. It would be slower, but at the same time faster, because I will do a lot of more progression propedeutics for the planche, starting with the very basic and progressing slowly. This to avoid injuries, and faster because I know how to prevent injury and how to choose the best propedeutics. So maybe I will get the planche in like 7 months and not 8, but without stopping, because in my early days I did a lot of mistakes. The main thing for me is the warm up. I usually do 1 hour warm up before my training, especially for the planche or Maltese. So if I would be a beginner, I would use a lot of buffer in my first propedeutics before passing in the next propedeutic, and focus more on the dynamics, like push-ups, press, or raises from lean, then hold, and nothing more.
Okay. What kind of injuries did you have in your career?
Nothing serious, but like tendinitis. I have had like 10 injuries in 2 years in my beginning, at shoulders, wrist, elbow, so everything. Mm-hmm. But not serious that I couldn't go over in a month at max.
Okay. Yeah. Also, a part of your success, I guess, will play nutrition. Do you want to talk about how your nutrition looks like?
Yeah, well, at the moment I'm eating everything I want to eat. I don't have a very rigid diet. I eat well for the majority of my week, but I don't count calories. So I eat pizza, sushi. I shouldn't do it, but for the most time I do this. Just before competitions, I try to avoid all this junk food. In fact, I'm more definite during that time. And I eat a very balanced diet. But it's not always rigid like that. I don't have a big difference in eating well or eating bad. But I would recommend not everyone has this. A lot of people eating well have like 20 or 30% more performance.
Okay. So you think like the nutrition is important for the performance?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And how even often? Not. Sorry?
No, for me, not, but it is important for people.
For you, it's not important also because of your genetics?
I think yes. Maybe I will get like 10% more on performance eating well. So it's not big difference. So I just do what I like. Not that I eat bad. I eat well most of the time. So are just those little thing that I eat that I shouldn't.
Okay. And do you do intermittent fasting, or how often do you eat per day? Do you have any schedule for eating?
Not at the moment, just before competitions.
Okay. So like a normal day has 3 meals or also some snacks?
3 to 4 meals. I sometimes skip breakfast because for me it's not the most important in the day. So yes, 3 to 4.
Is there also the saying in Italy that the breakfast is the most important meal of the day?
Yes, they say it is, but for me it's not.
Okay, because in Germany there's the same saying. It's interesting. Because like in Germany, that like the people are much more obese and overweight. I think Italy is quite well. It's quite good in this.
People are like this.
Okay. Okay. Then yeah, but I think in the statistics, Italy is better than Germany, even though there is a lot of pasta and pizza, a lot of carbohydrates. But do you take supplements? Is Noah is asking this?
Just protein shake, and sometimes creatine. not something else. I don't take amino acids. Just these two things in my daily routine.
Okay. And whey protein or vegan or what kind of protein?
Whey protein. Yes.
Okay. Cool. Yes. What do you think about freestyle and dynamics? Will we ever see Emanuele doing freestyle, or is it something not in your goals?
Well, it's not in my goals, but I like it. I don't have where to train it because my gym is not prepared for that. And I have no clue how to start it. So if I had a teacher or a place where I could do it, I would. Because I like to see it, but not too much doing it without knowing well what I'm doing, because I fear to break something.
Okay. True. I feel you. Yes. What are your goals for the future? Like any competitions that you aim to win, any world records, or like to finish your studies and make your profession, like your professional goals?
Okay. For the competition, my aim is to participate first of all in the Street Workout Ultimate Battle in Madrid. Maybe next year, I don't know. Also to win next EBC, like I did last year. For the moment, apart these two and the Italian Championship, I don't have a lot of aim. While for the university, I should get the degree in April, if everything goes well. And then continue to this study, so with physical therapy, together with calisthenics. So doing something that can unify these two things.
Okay. So, yeah. Do you also plan to coach, to offer coaching?
Not for the moment, because I not so much time. But I'd like to do it maybe when I'm getting the degree, so I am more free. Maybe I'll start a few people just to understand how to work it, and then I'll do it.
Okay, nice. Do you have a hero or somebody you look up to, an idol or somebody you just admire as an athlete?
A lot, because I don't have one athlete that I look up, because I take the best from everyone. But the first that had me like, wow, it was Kamenov and Larov. These are the two that inspired me for the majority. But everyone like Didenko or Christian Lagana in Italy, Manuel Caruso, Ryan from the Outsiders, they all have something that I would like to get inspired by.
Wow, that's cool. Gabriel, I think he asked a really, really interesting question. Is do you think everybody can reach your level?
Well, this sport is known from 10 years, I think. So it isn't like gymnastics that had the time to reach level always high. So with more people starting doing calisthenics, there will be more people that can reach this level. So I think that it's possible with the right program, right mentality, and also good genetics is always good for reaching some level. But also people who don't have the best genetics can reach. They maybe will take the double years. So mentally it's very difficult if you are not strong enough mentally first, and then with the body.
Wow, good answer. Also a question that I wanted to take in was coming from SW Gub, also a really strong athlete, but he asked, did you expect to win Burning Gate 2019? Who did you think could beat you?
Well, I didn't expect, because I chose to participate like 2 months before the competition. And I wasn't very well prepared, so it was like a rush, like 2 months of full immersion. So I did okay, I want to participate, but I'm not interested in winning. I wanted to take the podium, but I saw there was Zulus, Benjamin Cetano, Liban, a lot of guys from the world that was very strong. So I said, okay, let's try. Then I thought that I was about to win just before the final, because in the semi-final, I said, no, I can't win, because Shapoval was so strong. So I understood just at the end that I could win.
Was it also because of your endurance, because you were able to have like such a long competition and still perform at the end?
The final was like 2 minutes against Zeus. So it was a matter of endurance, because we had the same skills in that moment. But I could maintain till the end while he couldn't. So this helped me a lot, because if it was a smaller time where he was fresh, this would have been more difficult.
Okay, nice. So yeah, we're coming to an end. Like it's a crazy interview, because there is one thing after the other that at least I can take with me. So really, really big thank you for these insights. But we still have some quick questions, quick answers for the end. So the first question, a hard question for an Italian guy, but what do you prefer, pizza or burger?
It depends on the quality, because if I eat pizza in the best pizzeria in Italy, we say, I choose pizza. But I eat a lot of burgers, but always pizza, yeah.
Okay. Do you prefer dogs or cats?
Cats.
Cats.
Sure.
Wow. Do you have one?
No, but my uncle had two, so I like them a lot.
Great. What is your favorite location for holidays?
I wouldn't say sea, because I can go there every time I want. So for me, it's more mountain, the best location.
Okay. What is your nightmare exercise, the worst exercise that you could do?
Abs exercises.
Really?
Yes, I hate them. I could do legs all the time, but not abs exercises. I don't know why, but I hate them.
But you have to be good in them, like you have a good core, right?
I train with skills core, but don't train core directly.
Okay. So no crunches, no leg raises or stuff like that?
Exactly.
Okay. Nice. Christopher asked, do you watch anime?
Yeah, not at the moment, but sometimes, like Naruto, One Piece, Dragon Ball, One Punch Man, this kind of anime.
Okay.
Punching Piece.
Nice. The next move that you want to unlock?
The Caruso, so the front lever to Victorian with straight arms. I'm working on it, so I don't know when I'll get closer to it, but I'm working on this.
Okay, nice. The best calisthenics event you've ever been at so far?
The first that I won, so the ABC in 2019, because it was the first big event that I took part.
Okay, for the people who don't know what the ABC is?
It's the International Burning Gate Cup, so the international cup that is organized by Burning Gate in Italy. and take place once time a year.
And it's only statics, right?
No, you can do, yes, it is statics for the majority, but in the you can also do dynamics if you want, but there are some points to every skill. So you should read the rules of this championship. So they have less points than statics. So it is more convenient to do statics.
Okay, good for you. Nice. And the last question, if you have to decide planche or front lever?
Handstand, no, I'm joking. I think planche, because for me it's more funny, because I can do it everywhere. Even though it is not my personal favorite. My personal favorite is Maltese in everything, every act on the floor.
Okay. Great. How can people get in touch with you? How can they ask you something? Where can they write to you best?
At the moment, only Instagram. But I don't always check the direct, because I have a lot of them, and at the moment I'm not using Instagram so much. I just post stories or some posts, so it's more difficult at the moment. But there are times where I'm more free, that I read all the directs, but it's very rare.
Okay, nice. So yeah, we will put all your social media, your Instagram in the description for everybody wanting to check it out. You're really close to the 30K, so maybe we can hit this together. Yeah, and we're coming to an end of the podcast series. Before you can end the episode, Emanuele, I want to say thank you to everyone listening to this till the end and supporting this series, and yeah, I really hope that you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. Thanks for all these insights. Thanks for your time, Emma. And if you want to let this series continue, just leave the person down below who should be interviewed next and share this episode with somebody who is interested in it, like it, do whatever you want, but keep growing. And Emma, you have the last words.
Thank you to everyone for seeing this, and thank you, Phil, for inviting me and this interview. Let's get in touch sometimes. See you in the direct.